Today we will be talking with my mother, Susan. She has an interesting story about how she took a different path than the other members of her family. Although some of the roads have led to similar places, her path involves more of an artistic background, while theirs is more traditional. At times she didn't feel supported, but that didn't stop her from doing what she loves. Susan, tell me about your family and growing up.
Well, my family growing up, I had a mother and a father and a brother and a sister. And my dad was an eye doctor, and his father before him was also an eye doctor. And it was kind of always assumed that my brother would become an eye doctor. So I used to hear a lot of medical stories around the dinner table every night. My dad would come home and he would tell us all sorts of things that happened at his office or at the hospital that day. And my mother was kind of always thought she was a doctor, even though she was just the wife of a doctor, but she knew every medical thing that ever existed. And so that's a little bit about how I grew up.
So tell me about your sister. Does she have any medical background or anything?
My sister was the middle child and was very much caught in being a middle child. She grew up and became an academic and the dean, the head of her department at University of Wisconsin, Edison. But she's now quitting all of that and taking courses to become a nurse. So obviously something in our childhood stuck with her that made her want to, in later life, pursue that realm of being.
So what did you end up doing with your life? Like, what's your job or profession?
Well, in high school, I decided that I wanted to become a professional dancer, and I had been dancing my whole life before that, taking classes. And so I auditioned for a company, and I got into the company. And instead of going to college, I began my professional career as a dancer, which lasted for 25 years altogether. Sometime during that professional life, I thought I might need something that I could fall back on. So to an Institute of Movement Studies to learn more about how people move and why people move and how to help people in their movement. And I took a 2-year course during that time and learned every aspect that is absolutely possible concerning movement, and took a lot of anatomy and kinesiology classes, and went on to, instead of having to wait on tables all the time, went on to having a practice, a private practice where I work with people who've had injuries or are recovering from something, a surgery, or they want to prevent injuries, or they just want to learn more about themselves or have aches and pains. I worked a lot with dancers, with other dancers, when I first started out, helping them with their movement to become better dancers. And it's been a fascinating career for me.
Do you feel that you're different from your other family?
Oh, yeah. I think the biggest difference was I went into the arts, and they are so far removed from the arts in many, many ways. So where they're very grounded in facts and academics and books and linear thinking, I think that my career as a dancer led me to having much more circular thinking and three-dimensional thinking. And I tend to look at things from all different ways, and nothing's black and white. And if I can't find an answer in one direction, I'll move around and look at it from another direction. And I feel that that's really different from how they are and they think. And it's always interesting when we come together and, you know, have to make decisions about some sort of family thing, because we come to we always come to the same conclusions, but we get there in such a different way.
You seem to have a lot of knowledge about the human body. Does that make you the same as the doctors in your family?
Oh, God, no. Even though I've spent many, many years studying the human body and I have a full understanding of anatomy and how the brain works, I've had the luxury of furthering my education on my own path, my own quest for knowledge, unlike doctors who don't get that luxury. Doctors have to take courses I would never would have been able to deal with, and then they also freely admit that they never use most of that knowledge. I designed an educational path for myself that was very task-specific for what I wanted to do, and my path is about creative ideas, and I love to solve problems in people's bodies. I love to figure out why something is bothering them based on the way that they move and based on how they use their bodies. Society, though, doesn't necessarily view things outside of the medical paradigm as very important or very necessary. I purposefully don't take insurance, unlike doctors, because I really want people to, I don't want to get caught up in that whole part of, well, I'll go to that because it's covered by my insurance, or I'll go to that because it's, I don't have to pay $10 copay. I want people to really value what they're getting.
What was your parents' reaction when you said that you didn't want to go to college?
Well, I think that they probably saw the writing on the wall before it was time to make the decision about college. I did apply to several places, and I did get in, but I think it was obvious to everybody that what I really wanted to do was dance and be in the arts. And so what was their reaction? Their reaction was to let me do what I wanted to do. And I think they thought I might take a year or two off and then go to college. I think they let it happen because they had two very successful children before them, and I was the third, and I amused them, and they let me just do what I wanted to do. So that felt really good, but I'm not sure that they ever actually got behind me in my career. So they didn't want to come out and see what new project I was doing or what the latest dance concert looked like or anything like that. They always would ask me questions such as how many people were in the audience at that last performance or how much did you get paid at that last performance. Nothing about the work, and that always kind of took me aback. Every so often, they would come to a concert, but I never really felt that they were behind it or they understood it. Maybe that was better, because it was so different, so incredibly different from their world and the world that they knew it for their other two children, that I'm just not sure they could relate to it. The funny thing is that I also married an artist, and his parents, the whole time growing up, would go see him all the time, and we were like, oh my God, that was so great, and you were the most wonderful, and wasn't that great, and tell me more about it. And when I first met him, I was so amazed by his family, and be like, really? Really? They want to come to that? Really? It's kind of funny, just how different, two different families can be around the same topic.
What does your family think about you today?
It's an interesting question. I think that both my parents, before they died, came to value what I am doing and what I was doing, and came to understand me much better. My brother and sister, my brother, I don't know what, he makes fun of me a lot. I don't know that he gets it. I don't know that he understands me. I don't know that he understands me. I think he likes me, he loves me, but I don't know that he feels the value of what I do. My sister, she's more along the lines of getting it and getting me and understanding what I do. So what do they think? I don't know. Who ever knows what somebody else thinks about them?
If you could go back, would you change anything?
I don't think that I would. I feel so lucky. I feel that I love my work. I love that I have a job. A lot of people with white-collar jobs, blue-collar jobs, they don't have jobs anymore, and I get to go to work every day, and I get to love what I do. If I had chosen a different path, I never would have met your father, and you wouldn't be here today if that hadn't happened. So many things that I do, and I, no, the answer is no. No, I wouldn't change anything.
Is there anything else that you want to add?
Well, if I were to really think about it, I guess I'd like to add that I hope that my children feel the same freedom that I was ultimately allotted in my life. And I hope that you and your brother feel comfortable and confident to follow your own personal dreams, regardless of any societal or parental norms that you might feel. And just follow your desires and follow through on your aspirations, and know that I support you in whatever it is that you decide you want to do.
Thanks, Susan. I had a lot of fun talking to you. I really learned a lot.
Thanks, Matthew. I had a great time. Thanks for inviting me.